Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and vision board mastery creator, Steve Gamlin. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey there, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with the latest episode of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Today, we have got a very cool person we're talking to. Now, I always talk about the positivity, the motivation, the vision boards, visualization, and all that stuff. One of my biggest passions in the world is kindness, committing acts of kindness, and also sharing news of other people who are out there doing it. Because I honestly believe there are more good people than bad people in the world, but the bad people just make so dang much noise. Recently on social media, I had liked a post that I saw out there by a group called the Pay It Forward Effect. And I went and followed their page and liked them and started getting into conversations with some of the folks behind the scenes. So today, we're talking to the founder of the Pay It Forward Effect. We are talking to Dustin Metzler, who along with his wife Stephanie launched this kindness mission. Dustin, welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. It's always good to talk to good people. And the greatest part about having your own show is you get to talk to anybody you want. And you get to pick all the cool people. Not like when I was in radio when they said, okay, you got to interview this guy this week. He's kind of a jerk, but, you know, he's the owner's cousin, so you got to part up with him. I only talk to cool people.
Well, if I fit that description, but I will see.
Well, I tell you what, all the reading and all the background and all the message and the vibe and the spirit of the Pay It Forward Effect, yeah, I'm talking to the right person right now. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on how you started the Pay It Forward Effect?
Yeah, so the Pay It Forward Effect, it really all started December 2012, that horrible day that happened up there in New England and in Connecticut with the Sandy Hook shooting. Mm-hmm. And that was a day that just, I try to explain to people, I don't know if I do a good job of it, but for me personally, I didn't know any of the victims or their families, but for me personally, I really made a shift that day. I something happened where life up until then was all about me, myself, and I for the most part. And after that tragedy, after these 26 innocent lives were taken, I don't know what happened, but I changed. And I really wanted to focus on making the world a better place. And I didn't know how to do that. I just, after that tragedy, I was like thinking, you know, maybe someday, some way we could do something. And man, I remember my oldest son, DJ, he's 15 now. He was 8 years old at the time. And I went into his room that night, and man, I was a mess that whole day. And it was such a weird experience because I never had such a range of emotions at one time. And I was so upset and just had this rage for this person who took all these beautiful innocent lives of these children. And at the same time, I was so sad for the parents. I couldn't even, now I'm a dad of three, and I couldn't even imagine what they were going through. And then at the same time, besides the rage, besides the sadness, I had complete, you know, love and gratitude that I had this beautiful 8-year-old son who, you know, God willing, would have the rest of his life ahead of him. And so I just remember looking at him that night and just saying this little promise. I just said to him, hey, he was sleeping, and I just looked down and said, hey, DJ, you know, someday, some way, I want to do something to make the world a little bit better. And I had no clue what that would be. And, you know, I kissed him and kissed him goodnight, and that was it. And years passed, and I always remembered that night. I figured something would happen. I would be inspired by some idea. I just had no idea what. And that's how the Pay It Forward Effect really started, from that inspiration into what it is now, which is in all 50 states and spreading rapidly. It's been a really fun and fast journey so far.
Now, I'm the recipient of a set of your cards. Why don't you explain to everybody how the Pay It Forward Effect operates and how you know for a fact that you're in all 50 states? Because I think this is so cool.
Yeah, so we got to thinking. I was, you know, my wife and I were thinking of ways to make the world a little bit better, and how you do that. I don't know the answers to all of our country's problems, but I think kindness is the right direction. I think when you spread kindness and when you bring people together and that inspires other people to you know, live in a state of kindness. And I think that's the answer of a lot of problems we're having. So this Pay It Forward card, and it's an idea we just came up with. We're like, what if we just printed out a business size card and had Pay It Forward on the front? And on the back of it, we could encourage people, if they were a recipient of an act of kindness and they got this card, what if they wanted to keep it going? And what if we empowered them to keep the ripple effect going? So what we did was we printed a card, and on the back it just says simply, someone reached out to you with an act of kindness and hoped it brightened your day. Please accept this card and consider passing it along by paying it forward to someone else. It can be any way, big or small. With this card, you have the potential to impact others in a positive way for months, even years to come. Join us to keep the ripple effect going. And we have our website, thepayitforwardeffect.com. So the idea is, anybody in any state, no matter who you are, can get involved. And all they have to do is contact us through our website or Facebook page. And what we'll do initially is send you 5 of these Pay It Forward cards. And the idea is, it gets you thinking of ways to, I mean, there's a million things you could do. It could be include money, or it doesn't have to include money. It could be big, it could be small, it could be anonymous, it could be not anonymous. Anything you can think of. It could be as simple as driving up, and if you're buying your morning coffee at your local coffee shop, and you could say to the barista, hey, I would like to pay for the coffee behind me. Here's this Pay It Forward. I'm a part of this Pay It Forward movement that's spreading around the country. Could you please give this card and to the next person, and I'm going to take care of their coffee bill right now. So then the barista is a part of it, and she gets to spread the good news. She gets to share it with the person behind it and say, hey, the person who just gave me this card ahead of you, I paid for your coffee, and they'd like me to give you this card. So now it's great because this person feels good that their coffee was paid for. It was a very thoughtful deed. And now they're empowered to hold on to the card and think of their own unique way to pay it forward, to pass it on. And the idea then hopefully is these cards are, you know, nice and sturdy, and hopefully they'll continue on for weeks and months and maybe even a few years. Who knows? So that's the idea. And anybody who wants to get involved can get involved. And it's just been an amazing thing because we're getting such a good response. And that's kind of the idea. That's the whole idea behind the Pay It Forward card.
And the cards are numbered along with the town and state that you live in. So it's kind of like it lets you know how many people are out there already part of the Pay It Forward effect and how far some of these cards have traveled. Because I'm willing to bet that they don't always wind up just staying in the same state where they started.
Yeah, no, that's the whole idea, is that there's no boundaries, there's no time limits. That's the beautiful thing, is people, it really opens people's mind up to what they can do with a small act of kindness. Because we all have this idea of the ripple effect, and we want our actions to matter, right? We all want to make a positive difference, I believe. Most of us do. And this is kind of a tangible way to give something to somebody and say, hey,
yeah,
please keep it going. Right. And so, yeah, we number, I have a small team of people who help me out. I definitely cannot do this all by myself. And when someone, anywhere in the U.S. requests cards, we keep them numbered. So we're all numbered, and we'll write in the town and state that you live in. So when you get the cards, it'll have that. And now you can just go out and you can do whatever you want. I mean, again, it doesn't have to include money. We've had people who have mowed lawns anonymously and gave it to their neighbor, and the neighbor didn't even know who mowed their lawn, and they just put the Pay It Forward card up on their door. We've had we had one mom who had a friend who was very busy. She had a lot going on. She was very stressed out, and one thing she mentioned to her friend was, you know, my kitchen's a mess, my dishes are overloaded, I got a lot going on with my kids, and it was just kind of in passing. And So now that her friend was thinking, what can I do to pass one of these cards on? Because now it's like a top of mind awareness thing. So she basically was like, okay, what I'm going to do. They were really good friends, and they had access to each other's house. So when her friend wasn't home, she went over there and cleaned up her kitchen, did her dishes, and did all those little things that really helped her friend out. And she just left a little note and put the Pay It Forward card there. And that was her way of paying it forward one time. And now the friend eventually, like within a couple of months, did the same thing to another friend of hers, a very similar situation. And it's just beautiful because you can just see how These cars can, they could travel maybe, they might travel just one time, or it might travel a dozen times, or it could even travel up to 100 times. That's the beauty of it.
I absolutely love that. I can't even imagine the look on her face when she came into her house after a stressful day and went, who cleaned my kitchen?
Right. And when you get the car, it's not like you're giving somebody an expectation of, okay, now I did something nice, now you do something nice. It's not about that. What the cards are for, it gives people an opportunity to keep the good going. That's how we say it. It gives people an opportunity to, hey, this thoughtful thing was done for me. What can I do to brighten someone else's day? And they can come up with their own way, and they can pass on the card then.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so good. I mean, when we first started this back in March of 2018, we ordered 250 cards total. And we're like, okay, we're just going to put a little bit of our own money into this, and let's just see what happens. We had no idea. We thought it was a great idea. We're like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So we put up our Facebook page, the Pay It Forward Effect, and we put our message out there. We promoted it through Facebook, and we were hoping, and it was starting out pretty slow. I mean, we weren't sure what was going to happen. And then the requests started trickling in. And at first, it was like when we got three or four requests a day, we were like, man, this is awesome. You know, people are liking this idea. And we're like, man, three or four requests a day, that's going to be a lot over a month's time. So the 250 cars, initial cars went pretty quick. And then this continued to just gain traction, and now we're at a point right now where we're sending out about 210 to 220 people a week are joining us right now. So we're sending out over 1,000 cards a week all around the country. And what's great is not just through Facebook people are finding out about us, because obviously, you know, our information is on the card. So when these recipients of these acts of kindness get this card, oftentimes they'll contact us through our website and they'll join. So when I tell people about making a difference, it's not just that one small act of kindness is how you're making a difference. You never know. That person might join and he or she could get 5-10 cards and make a big splash and make a big difference. So it's exciting. And I have no idea where this is going to go, but it's been a fun journey for sure.
And as soon as you said you had no idea where it was going to go, I knew the word fun was going to be in your next phrase, because I sit back as a speaker and I, you know, we have our Beach Bum Philanthropy acts of kindness, and I write my books, my quotes, my speeches, my radio shows, my videos, my vision board programs. And I always say this to my team. I said, you know, it took us years to get here. I have no idea what's going to happen, but we're going to have some fun with this.
Absolutely.
And I never say I can change people's lives. It's all, you just love to see the ripples of what happens. And when you see someone, especially if you see a kid doing an act of kindness, it's like, wow, that person has such a great circle, or has good mentors or good parents or good examples, or they choose their heroes wisely. And I love you see the kindness just ripple on. It's the best. We had a story up here. Oh gosh, about 5 years ago, it actually made the news one morning. And just like you said, perfect example, someone paid for someone else's coffee during morning rush hour, right at the beginning of rush hour. And for, I think it lasted 2.5 hours, people kept paying for the coffee behind them. And then finally, when traffic ran out, it just died out. But for a couple of hours, people just kept doing that. And they said it was the happiest coffee shop ever, that, you know, that morning. It was just the best. So I totally understand everything you're saying about the joy being shared and paid forward with the cards.
And that's what we're finding is that, you know, I often think about what's really the main reason people are, why is this resonating so well with people in every state all across the country? And when I really think of it, of course people want to have a kinder world, but I think deep down, people want to just have that feeling of making a difference, and it can be in the smallest of ways. And they see this as a tangible way to get involved. And man, we have people from 5 years old to 95 years old, involved in this, and at any age doing anything that they want to. I just see it as people really just want to figure out what can they do to, you know, brighten the day of someone else. And just that coffee, that scenario you just said, is a perfect thing. People are empowered to keep it going. And that's kind of the whole premise and whole idea behind the pay it forward effect.
Yeah. I think one of the challenges of the world right now, because it's moving faster than ever, we've got social media, which allows us to share a message and it can go halfway around the world in half a second. And one of the things I think a lot of people are missing is actual real human connection and committing acts of kindness. Even if there's not another person right there, even if you do it anonymously, even if you snuck into someone's kitchen to clean and do their dishes, there is such a human connection there because you're part of this great energy and vibration and love and, you know, the whole vibe of it. And I think that's really, really, really the most beautiful part of this. Now, I wanted to ask you a question about one other card that was included with the five cards that I got was an angel card. And I was really moved by the angel card. Why don't you explain to our listeners what the angel cards are all about?
Yeah, it's really meaningful to me, and this whole angel program has been just a huge blessing. So it was in January of this year, so it's been about 8 months ago. I there was this lady in New Jersey, and her son Connor had passed away not too long ago, and he was only, I believe, 10 years old. And I noticed that she had a card made out. It was an angel card of her son, a picture of her son, and It was called Acts of Kindness for Connor. And the idea is kind of similar to our Pay It Forward card. If you got this card, it came along with an act of kindness, a random act of kindness, and they were encouraged to pass Connor's card, his angel card, on to someone else and keep the good going. And that really struck me. I was like, that's really awesome. That you know, that's a wonderful way to keep a son or daughter's memory alive. And so I reached out to the mom and I said, hey, here's what we're doing with the Pay It Forward effect. We have, 100 plus, at the time, 100 plus mailers going out every week across the country with everybody receiving five of our original Pay It Forward cards. And I said to her, I said, if you wouldn't mind, I'd be more than happy. If you want to send me 100 of Connor's cards, I'll talk to our team and I'll have them insert one of Connor's cards into 100 different envelopes that go around the country. And she loved it. She was thrilled. So right away she sent us 100 cards and we distributed them out that way. And that really got me thinking. I was thinking, I'm sure there's many, many, many parents who are dealing with heartache, who have lost their son or daughter around the country. And what if we offered this to any of them? And so we came up with the Pay It Forward Angels program, and so Connor was the inspiration. And what we do now is any parent who has lost a son or daughter can reach out to us, and we will design and create angel cards for them and insert them into our mailers that go around the country. And as long as they cover the costs of the printing, and as long as we're only asking for a small donation to help us keep this whole cause going, because it all comes from donations. Mm-hmm. We'll do that for them. So far since January, we've had about 40, 45 families who reached out to us, who are now part of the Angel program. And we've created these cards for their son or daughter, and our team inserts. So now we have over 200 mailers going out each week, and in every mailer will get five of our original Pay It Forward cards and one angel card, and that's distributed around the country. And the families absolutely love it because that's their way of honoring their kid. And just knowing that these people who are joining this Pay It Forward movement are getting their son or daughter's card and they're going to be inspired to pass it on, it means a whole lot to them. And that's what the whole idea is behind the angel program.
Wow. I absolutely love that. And that's the first card I saw when I opened up the package, when I got my mailer, and I read it, and it's a young man named Ryan who was only 27 when he passed. And it just says he was a kind soul who didn't judge and would help anyone in need. He was as brilliant and funny as he was handsome, and he was a good looking kid, and that he's missed by everyone. And I just thinking, boy, to know that there's a little piece of your kid out there, right, inspiring people to do good stuff, as many pieces as your heart is broken into for losing your son or daughter, it's just got to feel that somewhere, somehow, someone is thinking of your kid today. in doing something positive. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much. That it does mean a lot to us. And that's the beautiful thing is that when these parents are seeing this all happen and they're realizing that these cars could still be traveling 10 years from now. That's the beauty of it. And I always tell the parents, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Your son or daughter, it was their time. They're not here in physical form anymore. But my belief is they're still here in spirit. And I think that in a way they can have some control over where these cars go and just spread the good around. And it just brings a lot of comfort to these families. And that's the whole idea behind behind that.
Yeah. And something you touched on earlier in our conversation, and I wanted to ask your opinion on this, because whenever there's somebody involved in a kindness or a pay it forward project, I always like to get their opinion on this question. How do you feel about the people out there who say kind acts and random acts should be completely anonymous all the time? Nobody should ever talk about them. You should never post them on social media and leave the damn camera at home. Otherwise, it's not kindness. Now, I've got my opinion on it, but I would love to hear yours.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not here to bring up faith or religion or anything like that, but there's a couple of examples. Obviously, we all know who Jesus Christ is. We all know Jesus and his 12 people who he sent out. And what if he didn't do that? What if he didn't go share the good news and make him God make him the face of the of their movement? You know, so in Mother Teresa is another one. You know, she the kind of work she did in her life and she was recognized, and it wasn't about the recognition. So I get what you're asking me, Steve, and I have a couple. I have mixed thoughts on that because I've passed on so many of cards and I don't tell the story. I don't go on and post about it. It's just something between me. It's just personal. You know, it's just something I don't feel like I need to post about. And that's what happens a lot is most of our people are passing on these cards and they're not mentioning it. But I do every now and then I'll reach out to our group and say, you know what? We keep you anonymous. We're not going to mention who you are. We're not going to mention your name and we don't put your picture up. And this isn't about an attaboy, but when you share your act of kindness, it inspires other people. And especially when they're unique stories. And so I encourage people, if you have a unique story, like mowing someone's lawn or doing someone's dishes, or this morning we posted a story where a guy's an artist and he's made this small, beautiful painting and they paid it forward by giving it to a nurse who's going to give it to another patient. So we post those stories, not for recognition, not for a pat on the back, but we do it because it gets other people around the country who are following our page ideas. And it gives them, like, when they're having a crappy day and their boss is on them and it's just one of those days, you know, they see these posts and they feel good because that's what kindness does. It makes you feel good. And it helps them kind of get out of their rut and start thinking about, well, okay, that was awesome. What can I do in my unique way in my town? How can I keep this ripple set going? And so I think that, yeah, people, if you want to keep it anonymous and secret, great. But at the same time, in our platform, we're not gonna say your name. We're not gonna show pictures of you and all that. But I want to share your story because that inspires other people. So that's where I stand on it.
You and I are standing in exactly the same place. And
right.
The whole point of our Beach Bum, you know, thing is we share the Beach Bum Philanthropy page. We have what we call the Beach Bum Philanthropy Rockstar Givers of the Day. And whenever we see a story shared on social media or something in the news, we share it there. And like you said, as an example to show other people. And there's just, you know, somebody says, well, you know, good things should be done in private. I'm like, yeah, but the bad things are paraded everywhere all day long. We need some hope out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the first things you said when we started the show is that there's like what just happened in El Paso and Ohio. And I mean, we could go on for an hour about all these mass shootings and it gets so much attention. Right. And here we are saying, yes, that's getting a lot of attention, but what can we do to make, you know, a few more smiles in our community? Here's an idea. When you do something and it's a unique idea, let's share it around the country so people might copy you. That's our idea. That's our thought.
Yeah, exactly. And I always just say, you know, it doesn't make the pain go away. It doesn't make the horrific things go away, but it just hopefully inspires some people and gives them some hope so that they do focus on their ability to contribute to the good. And so many people as individuals think, well, what can I make for a difference? you can make a great difference. And one of my favorite acts of kindness is what I call shopping cart rodeo. When you go to the grocery store or any shopping center, if there's a shopping cart blocking a parking space, why don't you grab it, bring it to the corral, or bring it back to the store? It costs you absolutely nothing, and you never know, especially kind of in the you know, disabled or handicapped parking area. Some of these folks have barely made it back to their car. They can't put that cart away. And I've literally watched people walk past and look at the cart, shake their head and go, oh, geez, you can't even return the cart? And they walk right past it. I'm thinking, hey, ding dong, you have two perfectly good legs. You could have grabbed it.
If I could go back for just a minute, you said something about 10, 15 minutes ago. You said something about we're in such a fast-paced world right now with social media and just the technology. I can't even keep up with it, with the technology. And I think as much as I love social media, as wonderful as Facebook has been, and hopefully someday I can meet Mark, the founder, and we can chat about what's going on here. But as much as I love Facebook and everything in this whole platform and what's given us, I do realize that social media is a way for people to kind of just escape and get away from real human connection. And so I just feel that, like you were mentioning, like real genuine kindness is bringing people together. It's, we have people who go and spend time with the elderly, who will reach out to people. They weren't thinking of it before, but now that they're kind of in this mindset of what can I do to help someone else out, it's always about being connected and doing something to help someone else out, not so much online, but person to person. And that's, I think that's really important. I think that's something we're kind of losing as a society, especially our younger generation. And just to show people that if you're having a bad day, I think one of the best things you can do if you're having a bad day is what you're doing is you're focusing on yourself and you're focusing on your problems. I think if you just go outward and do something to help someone else out, it's just like a boomerang. I mean, you do it to help someone else out, you don't do it for yourself, but I just feel that when you give joy away, it's a boomerang and it comes right back to you and you can't help it. And so if you want to make your day better, stop focusing on yourself and connect with someone else and see what happens. And that's kind of what we're trying to create here.
Yeah, and there's always an opportunity out there. Some people say, well, there's nothing I can do. Of course there is. Stop staring at your shoes and your phone. Look around and listen. Use all your senses wherever you are. You will see or hear an opportunity to make a difference in that moment. And it could be the smallest things. And that's what I love the most. And I work from home. I work as a speaker, as a vision board program creator, as an author. And so I work from home quite a bit. Now, being a highly creative, fast-paced individual, if I go more than a day or two without other human contact, besides my wife, obviously, who works from home as well, I start to get a little wonky in the head and in the heart. And
yeah.
People say, well, what do you do when you get in a funk? I said, I leave the house and I drive 5 miles into town and I commit an act of kindness or two or 10, however many it takes for me to come home. And the best part is doing what I do for a living. The best part is I always come home with a story, and it either winds up on stage or it's an article I write monthly for Success Profiles magazine, which is a great magazine, all about just positive messages, or a radio show or a video idea or something. Mm-hmm. Every time I leave the house, if kindness is part of it, I've made a new friend. And it's pretty amazing. Now, some people look at us, and you probably get this too. You do an act of kindness, and people look at you, and they just say, wow, that's weird. You know, I get the looks sometimes. We do stuff. And one of my favorite ones was a grocery store, and I was running an hour late. I promised my wife I was going to be home by 6. So here it is, 10 minutes to 7, I'm running into the grocery store because I had to get something for dinner that night. And I just needed a couple items. And I said to myself, if there's someone behind me, I'm in the 14 items or less aisle. If there's someone behind me, I'm paying for the groceries no matter what. And I saw a gentleman approaching and I turned away to get my debit card out of the machine. And I turned back and he was gone.
Right.
And I said, well, okay. All right. So I reached down and grabbed my bag. I looked up and he was back and he had 3 items. And I said, sir, would you do me a huge favor? I said, my name is Steve. My family and I have this thing. We have to do an act of kindness every day, and whoever doesn't has to wash the dishes. It's 10 minutes to 7. I'm going home for dinner. I haven't done an act of kindness all day. Would you let me pay for your groceries? And he looked at me, and he looked at the cash register person, and she goes, it's okay. We know them. And she says, he's not a weirdo. And it was $2.97 for his items. And he held his hand out, and he kind of looked sad. And I said, sir, thank you so much. You just helped me. And he just looked me in the eye, and he said, my wife recently passed away, and she always did all the shopping. I'm really new to this, and I'm kind of lost.
Oh, man.
And I just about lost it right there in the store, and the girl at the register was getting emotional. And all I could think of was his wife looking down on him, nudging him back to that line. Wherever he was wandered off to, nudging him back, saying, hey, this weird guy over here is going to buy your groceries. And it's still one of my favorite moments. And I share it on stage, and I see people get emotional in the audience. And I say, that's how easy this is. You just think of the other person first.
That's awesome. And Steve, what you need to do, please, is write that story out and send it to me on email, because I would love to share that on our page.
Oh, gosh. I will definitely.
It absolutely is perfect, because it shows the just the beauty of kindness, and then when other people are involved in it, and that's interesting. Why do people tear up when they hear these stories? You know, I always say that to myself. Why do we get that way? And I just feel like we're all connected, and I just feel like we're all, it's just humanity. You know, we're all in this together. And when you hear someone else lifting someone else up, and it just hits home, and that's the perfect story. And yeah, I would love to share that.
Oh, I would be honored. Thank you. I will type that up, and I'll send it off to you. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And I love stuff like that. You know, one of the biggest lessons I learned too with kindness, and I hope this provides value for the people in your circle as well, is I once came up behind somebody in line, and they were dressed. Their clothing was a bit on the shabby side. You could tell they were kind of going through some hard times. And I just looked at them and said, I've got this. I'm going to pay for your groceries. And when they turned around, the face I saw was a face that was pitied. And I saw every ounce of pride pour right out of their face. And I felt like the biggest jerk in the world. So one thing I've learned, and I learned it the hard way, and I never want to make someone feel like that again. My opening, especially if it's a face-to-face, not anonymous, is, would you do me a huge favor?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look and go like, okay,
right.
What is it? And I'll say, would you let me do this? And then I have the story of, you know, whoever doesn't do an act washes the dishes. And
yeah,
it just,
awesome.
It softens things, and it makes it fun. And okay, if it'll help you, I'll let you pay for my groceries. And if they still look a little like I'm weird, I look in the basket and I go, wait a second, you don't have a lobster and some champagne in that basket, do you? Because if you're eating better than I am, I ain't buying your groceries. And then we're just roaring. And we always wind up talking on the way to the parking lot. And they will often tell me something that they got to do for somebody and how much it made them feel like that other person had felt. And I love that. It's electric.
It is. It is. That's good stuff. That really is.
Now, you mentioned earlier talking about how, you know, it started off slowly, but now, I mean, you've got such a volume in requests, and I love hearing that. How could people support you? And I did see something on your site that even said, if you sent us a stamp or two or 20 or 50 or 100, how can people help support what you're doing? Because I think for a lot of people who don't know how to commit a kind act, helping you and your team to commit more kind acts is a great kind act.
Absolutely. You just hit it. I mean, perfect what you just said. It's some people get involved in this, and there is a comfort zone issue with this, because if you reach out to someone, you kind of become vulnerable, like the stories that you've been sharing with me. You kind of have that comfort zone issue. So we've had people talk about that, and so we have people who are always encouraging on our page, and they'll say, well, start out with something small. Like if you see it, for example, here's a perfect example. You see a handicapped person or an elderly person, you know, say they're parking and they go into a store, probably it's going to take some time. So why don't you just go into the store, if it's a grocery store, buy a rose for $3, $4, and go put it on their windshield, go put a rose and go make a note, say, hey, I just want you to have a wonderful day. and something like that. And you leave a card if you want, or you don't even have to leave a card. And that way you're not face to face. You're not feeling that comfort zone issue. So then from there you can stretch a little bit more and move on to your next thing. So that's a great way to start.
On your website, and actually, please let people know too how they can reach out to you and learn more, and also learn how maybe they can contribute and support.
Okay, yeah, we'll start out with, okay, I want to get involved. This sounds awesome. What do I do? How do I get these cards? It's free, no hassle. All you got to do is go to our, if you're on social media, our Facebook page is The Pay It Forward Effect. All you have to do is send us a private message with your mailing address. Let us know that you heard this conversation, and we will send you 5 Pay It Forward cards to start with an angel card. And you can do it that way. If you're not on social media, and you can reach us out to us by email, it's thepayitforwardeffect@gmail.com, and I will send that to our team to send you cards. So it's that simple as far as getting involved. You're absolutely right. We have people who are involved and they're not quite sure how to help, but they know that if they helped us, they could help pour more gasoline on this fire that's catching on around the country. So what we ask people to do is, man, if you have stamps at home, or if you're willing to send in any amount of stamps, whether it's 2 or 200, man, anything would help, because you know we are mailing out over 200 mailers a week now. So I have our PO box on our website. They can send that to us, and I'll get that out to our team. Monetary donations that really help with the cards and the envelopes and us promoting this on Facebook. So we have a GoFundMe site, and that's stuff's on the website, and every dollar you give is gonna make this thing go faster, and more people are gonna find out about it, more people will get cards, more people will pass them on, who will then someone else will get the cards and want to be part of this, and they'll pass it on, and it's just a wonderful thing, and that's how we encourage people and ask people, please help us keep this going, and so far it's been wonderful because we put money initially into this, but really over the last year it's been completely supported by our community, and people believe in what we're doing, and they want to see it keep going, and they know that their donations are making a difference. So we have an awesome community, and yeah, if any of your listeners would like to join us, we'd be more than happy to welcome into our family and to send them the cards and to get involved and make a difference in their town.
Awesome. The website again is thepayitforwardeffect.com. Dustin, I am so happy and honored that you were part of the radio show, and it's great to know there's more brothers and sisters out there doing their thing, kicking up that kindness, and just making it so the good people are just as loud, if not louder, than the people doing the bad stuff. Thanks so much for being a part of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk again someday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can create a more vivid, focused future with the Vision Board Mastery Program, or to invite Steve to be part of your next event, please visit motivationalfirewood.com.